show. Do we got everything figured out? For God's sake. Everything. It's 8:52. Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
And that was a hoogie. You don't have headphones?
No, I do. Oh, there. I hear me.
You plugged in? You don't hear me?
Nope, I'm good.
Do you now?
I prefer not to hear you. That's annoying.
Good for you. You know, I was just talking about how cute you looked and everything, and now you're saying you don't like to hear me talk.
No, how cute I did look.
That's true.
And a hairstyle I don't want to do again. Correction.
Yeah. You know what? You know how long it took her to notice I got my hair cut yesterday? Which you ladies throw just a
hissy.
Sick. Yeah, no, you were fine. No, it doesn't matter. I notice when you get your hair cut every single time.
Oh, my gosh. That's because you know about it, because I tell you when I'm going to the appointment and everything. I let you know what I'm doing. You just go and do it, like, randomly all the time, so I don't know when you're doing it.
I chopped off so many inches
of hair.
Okay,
well, I slept for, like, 24 hours, so sorry I didn't realize you got your hair cut.
10 seconds left in round one.
Just say it'd be nice to have you noticed when I do things like that.
You know, like, and I did notice it. When I woke from my coma, I said, did you get a haircut?
It took her a long time. Last time I bleached my hair, too, for her to even notice. She's like, wait a minute.
You look like Zach Morris.
And then clothes immediately fell off. Fantastic. Does everything for Zach Morris.
Zach!
Anyway, it's Zach. It's 8:54. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance. Chris also loves life insurance and showing people how it can help with their retirement planning and tax benefits. He knows all of those great tax runarounds and everything. He's going to get you taken care of.
That's real nice of him.
Go see him for all your insurance needs. He's got you covered. Mm-hmm.
Chris.
Can he fix boats by chance?
No, he can insure them, but he cannot fix them.
Damn it.
Can you insure your headphones so when they break again?
You know?
When your MacGyver job breaks?
You know what? These things are running perfectly.
Are they? They're ready to go?
Yeah.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, dong pong.
Oh, Lord.
Dong pong.
Oh, I know what it is.
Dong pong.
Dong pong.
Takes two dongs.
Okay, I know what pong is. You know, where you hit the ball back and forth.
Very good. Ping pong, very good.
Yeah. Yes.
Dong pong.
Two dongs, one chick. She just keeps going back and forth between the dongs.
No way. Is that dong pong? Is that a game of dong pong?
That is spot on.
Is it? You know that too well.
When a chick pongs between two dongs, that's right.
Oh,
so she's with one dong, and then she pongs over to the other dong.
Thank you for that explanation.
And then pongs over to the other dong. Dong pong.
Can there only be two players?
I bet you've played a little dong pong.
I have not played dong pong.
Kiki, you're telling me there's never been two dongs that you've ponged in between?
No.
You are. I can tell by your face. You're lying.
Why she looked behind her.
Yeah, she's like, no.
What are you looking for, the other dong? Is that
whatever?
Kiki.
Is it like in the same, like, whatever, just during the same relationship? I don't know. I'm still confused on the legalities of dong pong.
I think you're just trying
to
money.
What are the rules? What are the rules?
It's very easy. You're ponging between two dongs at the same time. Not in the same night. I mean,
right.
It could be.
Okay, that's what I'm making sure. It's not like the same night, but maybe you're not dating them exclusively and you're allowed to see other people.
So on Friday night, you have dong one, and then on Saturday, you pong over to dong two.
Okay, I have not ponged that close together.
What's the longest dong pong duration?
I can't remember, but it definitely wasn't that. It wasn't from one day to another day.
Hold on. How many dong pongs have you done that you can't remember this specific
time? No, I don't remember, like, how long I waited before I ponged to the next dong.
But now here's the big thing, though.
Say Labor Day weekend. We had an extra day.
Yes. But here's the thing, though, is that with dong pong, just going from one dong and then ponging to another dong, but never going back to the other dong doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about going back to the other dong.
Well, maybe it just means
it might have just
won.
Been one swift round. I'm more of a one-round kind of gal.
A guy got
dong
an ace.
Pong.
It was an ace.
Yeah, there we go.
And set match.
Set.
I don't know, Kiki. I have a feeling that you may have ponged some dongs a little bit more than you like to
no,
admit.
No, I was a relationship kind of gal. I wish I would have ponged. She's more often.
She's more of a doubles match.
Yeah, have you ever played doubles pong?
I have not played doubles pong.
That is where you take a dong and you pong it over, but then when it pongs back, it goes to a friend. And then it goes
vice versa.
Vice versa.
No.
Just in a web of dunks.
No, sorry. Not as crazy as you fellas.
What would be the opposite?
What would that be?
Poon pong.
Poon pong? Poon pong. I like that. Yeah. I always call that fur trading. That's what that is.
Oh, my God.
But we'll save that for a different day.
Do people whisper by